It's time again to find out what Ed has said. Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of What Ed Has Said with me, your host, Eddie. Now, I'm very, very glad you're here because I wanted to talk to you because you mean that much to me. Now, enough of that sentimental stuff. Let's talk about what I want to talk about now. There's not a lot of really, really interesting stuff going on this week. I've already covered most of the big topics in a past episode where we talked about Area 51, we talked about Belle Delphine's bathwater, and we talked about... What else did we talk about? I don't remember what else we talked about, but it was something. And it was something really fun to talk about, really fun to listen to, so if you want to listen to that, you're just going to have to find that episode. I think it was episode 5, maybe 6? No, it was episode 5. So, if you want to listen to me talk about Belle Delphine's bathwater and raiding Area 51 and its outcomes, then just go on episode 5 of What Ed Has Said. I promise that I can't keep a promise, and you may or may not be disappointed with what you get. Now, it's been a while since I've made one of these, you know, about a week. Actually, not that long. In that time, my house has gotten a lot more chaotic with all these animals running around. And these animals, they take a lot of, you know, responsibility. They take a lot of, you know, care. You gotta feed them, you gotta walk them, you gotta make sure they get exercise. But above all, you have to love them. Because it is my belief that every living thing with a brain, with a soul, they all need love. They all need affection. Humans, especially. And what is the consequence of not having any, how you say, love or affection? The consequence here, my friend, is a lovebird. You heard me right, a lovebird. When you think of a lovebird, you think of, well, they're usually in a pair, two lovebirds. They are so into each other, always sucking face. They always make you feel uncomfortable when you walk by them. They're lovebirds. Now, why is it that I say that the lack of affection creates a lovebird? Well, here's my theory. And I don't mean to call anybody out, but I've had a lot of friends who just go through relationships one after the other. And there's nothing wrong with that, especially at this age. I mean, if you're still doing that at the age of 30, then you gotta reevaluate some things, but you're still young. At least, I assume that most of you are. Now, here's where it all sort of plays into things. Your parents or your loved ones or your family members never gave you the time, never gave you themselves the time of day to actually give you love and affection. Now, I know that's a generalization. I can't assume that everybody who's like this has been through this, but that's a pattern that I've picked up. Lack of attention, lack of love. And I might be getting onto something here. So you look for that love with anybody else, anybody that could spare you the time of day, anybody who looks your way, somebody, anybody who will give you that love, who has the potential to give you that love. And so you hop on board this relationship. And that, my friend, is not usually the best idea. These sort of relationships usually last about a couple months and then they sort of burn away. And it's a cycle. It keeps happening and they keep falling into that trap. It might be you. I hope not. But if it is, don't feel bad about it. It's not your fault. It's not your fault at all. If anything, it's your parents' fault. But, you know, I don't want to be blaming anybody. It's a condition. Just like anything else, it's mental. It's in your brain. So don't worry. Don't worry. Because I'm your friend. You've got friends, including me. Who will give you that love and affection? You need a hug? Ask and ye shall receive. Including me. I mean, of course, I'm not much of a hugger, but if you desperately need one, I could give you one. Sure. I'd just charge you 25 cents. No, but seriously. You have friends. You have loved ones. People who care about you. You don't need to be looking for a relationship to get this kind of attention. Don't worry about this. And if you do find somebody, make sure that it's right, because a lot of people don't understand what a relationship truly is. A relationship is sort of a mutual understanding that, you know, you're both getting something out of being together. And that's usually how it has to work. You both have to be getting something out of it, whether it be their looks, their smarts, their affection, their humor, their love, any of this. And you, in turn, have to give them something back. And if you have nothing to offer, nothing that you can give in return, then usually these things won't last. Which, you know, is a lot like the relationships that these lovebirds have. So don't feel bad. Ask yourself, what do you want out of a relationship? And then ask yourself, what can I bring to the table? If the answer is nothing, well, it's hardly ever nothing. There's usually something that somebody can bring to the table. Maybe it's your witty humor, your puns, the cute way you make everything just super funny. That might be it. Who knows? You have something to offer, and there's somebody who wants that out of a relationship, so don't feel bad. Now, let's not talk about relationships right now, because, you know, it's not a topic that a lot of people are really into. But those are just my two cents. That's my opinion. And that's why you're here listening to me talk. Because you want to hear my opinion, or because you like the sound of my voice, or just because I'm a friend of yours and you want to support me. I hope it's the former. And I really do appreciate you guys listening. Because as long as I have listeners like you, who consistently listen to my stuff, as long as I have that, I will keep making these episodes. And I will make them, and I'll be happy while I do them. And I am happy right now, and I want to thank you so much. Because I'm known by many people as a very quiet person. But this show gives me an outlet. It gives me a way to say, talk, to spill things out. Of course, I can't get too personal. I'm not going to tell you who I'm really into, or I'm not going to tell you any of my medical stuff, but I feel like I can trust you guys. Mostly because you can't see my face. I know that you can't see my face, so I feel more comfortable talking. Because my self-esteem isn't that great. I'm a very shy person, a shy guy, if you will. And this really does seem to be working wonders on me. And I've digressed way too much. I don't know what to say. I mean, what can we talk about? If I'm being completely honest with you, there's not a lot of interesting things that have happened so far. I mean, I could talk about a sort of Wheel of Fortune type of deal where we had, what's that one game show? The one where if you won, if you guessed right, you would pick a letter and it would show up in this sort of hangman blank sentence. And, you know, if you wanted to, you could say what you thought the sentence was. And we played that. I don't know what it's called, but we played it. Right? And I did pretty well. There was one question that most people didn't know. It was, what is the United States' most popular dog breed? Someone guessed Golden Retriever, which would have been my guess too, if it weren't for the fact that it was wrong, because it was wrong. When it came to me, I guessed Labrador Retriever, because I knew it was a retriever of some sort. and it turned out to be true. And we got a point. And these sort of situations almost never happen. It's sort of a golden thing. It's so rare. And I felt so happy that I managed to get it right. We had the most points. Of course we didn't win though, because we never guessed the sentence. Someone else did. Which made me feel a little bit salty, but all in all, I thought it was pretty fun. Now, I understand that you're probably getting annoyed that there's no central theme in this episode. I understand that. I really do. But try to understand that I never plan these things. I just go with what's off the top of my head. I don't have a plan. I have no sheet of paper with an outline. Of course, sometimes I feel like maybe I should be doing that, but I don't. I'm just speaking nonsense until we get to 10 minutes. Oh, would you look at that? It's 10 minutes and almost 11 minutes. It's almost time for me to close this up. I really do hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. I know that sometimes it's not very clear what I'm talking about, but to those of you who did get something out of it, I'm very happy that that's the case. I'm very grateful that you guys are listening. You guys are great. You are amazing. Thank you. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be healthy. And you deserve to know that I love you very much. No homo. Goodbye.